Chicago's Michigan Avenue has long been a place noted for fine shops, hotels, and attractions. Many people, though, pass by one of the great gems along that thoroughfare, a place originally designed as the city's library, a place today open free of charge to come and explore. The intriguing building is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Much of the city of Chicago burned in the Great Fire of 1871. Part of the rebuilding plan was to transform the city from a cow town to a more elegant leading city of the world.
Part of that plan was to build a great library for the city, which it had not had before. Before that, the city's books were housed in a huge unused water tank.
Maggie Fouché is the director of marketing for the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs.
The land itself belonged to a Civil War veterans organization called the Grand Army of the Republic. And so being Chicago, they came up with a great compromise. The land was given to the city for the library, but the northern entrance had to be dedicated to this Grand Army of the Republic.
The city had its library, and the Grand Army of the Republic had a place to gather as well. Much care was taken in designing the entrance and meeting hall for the Civil War veterans.
As you come up the stairs to the second floor where the Memorial Hall is located, the stairs themselves are very wide and the treads are shallow so that the Civil War veterans who were getting older and a little bit unsteady would be able to walk up those stairs by themselves unaided in a dignified manner.
To call this a meeting room is a great injustice. This is a grand hall with enormous ceilings and great beauty. The room recalled the great heroism of the veterans.
The names of the great Civil War battlefields are inscribed around the room. At the time, this room held a lot of Civil War memorabilia.
The hall was later incorporated into the library. Today, the building, with a prime location on Michigan Avenue, is open to the public free of charge and is the Chicago Cultural Center. Traveling the countryside in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.